what it really is a statement of transition that is appropriate to the timing as expressed by the military and the generals and by the situation on the ground in Afghanistan. What we are doing, what the president is doing, is making clear that the United States understands its role of leadership in the world, that we are deeply committed to offering that leadership and to continuing to lead. We're doing so in Iran with respect to the Iran negotiations. We're doing so in Syria with respect to increased ramp-up assistance to the Syrian opposition. We're doing it in the Maghreb, in the Sahel, in the Levant, in South Asia, and in East Asia. And the fact is the United States is more engaged in more places than it has ever been in any time in history. But the president today is going to make clear exactly what the vision is for how we deal with this rapidly changing, more complex world where terrorism is the principal challenge. And so today he will announce a terrorism partnership fund, about $5 billion that we will use to help train other countries, other people in their ability to join in alliances to take on this rising radical extremism that challenges rule of law in so many places.